This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump deploying federal agents to more American cities to combat violence that he says is getting out of control.
We'll work every single day to restore public safety, protect our nation's children.
The president citing deadly violence, particularly in Chicago, and arguing that he has no choice but to get the feds involved. He called it a rampage of violence, ordering a federal law enforcement surge to the Windy City in particular. Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler joining crowds last night in that Oregon city where protests for racial and social justice have been going for over 50 days straight. Wheeler, who is also the city's police commissioner, was at times confronted and booed by the crowd. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
U.S. Senate Republicans are expected to reveal what's in their coronavirus relief package today. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt telling reporters yesterday that their stimulus package will come in several bills instead of just one. Blunt said they already came to an agreement with the White House when it comes to testing funds, and they shook hands when it comes to over $100 billion that will be going to schools. Today is opening day for Major League Baseball. Play finally begins after the coronavirus shut down the sport during spring training last March. Each team is set to play a 60-game schedule. Some other changes are in place as well, including National League games using the designated hitter for the first time ever. The defending World Series champion Washington Nationals will host the New York Yankees to get the season started later today. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Increased testing coming to nursing homes in the states hit hard by coronavirus, as President Trump says all personnel in the facilities will be tested at the highest level, explaining thousands of tests that give results in just minutes are now being shipped out to support the effort. On the pandemic overall, the president says,
but we're working with very talented people, very brilliant people, and it's all going to work out, and it is working out.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he is trying to remain faithful to the GOP's principles that he grew up with, even as he says his party is going in a very different direction. Romney says he is not certain of the future course of the party. During a webcast Tuesday, he said the GOP under President Trump seems more comfortable with dictators and anti-democratic leaders than ever before. The Pentagon says progress is being made against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Briefing reporters from Baghdad, Air Force Major General Kenneth Ekman said that the coalition's forces are continuing to put constant pressure on ISIS and will not rest until the organization is defeated. And Kim Kardashian is reportedly meeting with divorce lawyers, a source saying that the situation is that the reality TV star is exploring her options to leave Kanye West. Apparently a recent Twitter rampage by Kanye. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's how we roll, and that's our focus, our target focus, in other words, because that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, especially right now in the midst of all this chaos. Hey, well, what is going on with Mitt Romney? I mean, is Mitt Romney and, you know, Donald Trump's, cousin to some degree? I mean, are they going to be sitting at the little people's table come Thanksgiving weekend? Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. What is going on with him? I mean, is he got the COVID disease or something?
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
You know, I was thinking about this whole Never Trump group recently, and I just really don't have any respect for them. I mean, here's the thing. A lot of people really dislike Donald Trump's personality, the fact that he engages in petty battles all the time, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, at the end of the day, that does not really chart the course of the United States. That doesn't determine what's good for this country and what's not good for this country. And if you really are going to vote for Joe Biden, particularly the more we know about Joe Biden's policies over Donald Trump because of personality, you're an idiot.
Right.
And
yeah.
And I think in the case
that's putting
of,
it nicely, aren't you? You're so
I,
nice.
I know, I know. I don't want to go harsh here, but I think in the case of Mitt Romney, and the same could be said, I think, for Mike Bloomberg. These guys are incredibly successful, very, very wealthy. Both have done a lot of charitable good works. Both have been applauded and lauded for years and years. They cannot believe that Donald Trump is president, and they are not.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney cannot believe that he didn't beat Obama, which, by the way, was never really a very likely outcome. I mean, Obama was not particularly popular heading into his reelection campaign, but he was the sitting president, and it's pretty hard to defeat a sitting president, particularly excuse me, when the entire media world, with almost no exceptions, is on your side. I mean, that's
exactly.
A big deal, you know?
Yeah, and considering what the economy looked like when he was being reelected, that he was like, nobody ever gets reelected with this kind of economy. Well, and nobody except Barack Obama.
Well, that's it. I mean, but it wasn't just that. He had squandered, if you want to use that term, his initial term, mainly using up all his political capital to get Obamacare done. And Obamacare, even from the beginning, everyone knew it was a pretty flawed piece of legislation. There was all kinds of unintended consequences, the worst of which, of course, was that it really squashed the green shoots coming up after the big recession.
Mm-hmm.
If
yes.
you remember, it penalized companies for hiring people. They, you know, if you went over a certain number, then all of a sudden you had to provide health care benefits. Well, we could argue about whether that's a good decision or not. But it surely was not a good decision if you're a country with tens of millions of people unemployed and you're trying to get employers hiring. So,
Liz, pause for just a minute here,
yeah.
Because what you shared is something that is so consistent with the Democratic Party. It is flawed thinking. It is consistent. They always do this. They do not understand how to sell an idea or even how to present it and do the hard work that needs to be done in order to convince people. But they love to compel you. And when they compel you, you get the kind of results that we got with Obamacare, and our recovery for our economy was so slowed down so dramatically, and they still, and even to this day, Liz, they cannot figure it out. There's just some flaw. I mean, tell me I'm wrong, but this is what I've seen time and again with them.
No, I think that's exactly right. But I think one of the reasons that they don't comprehend the issue is almost none of the people on the left, certainly not Obama, has ever been in the private sector. He's never, I remember very early in his tenure, writing a piece for the Huffington Post, believe it or not, on how Malia and the other one, I forget the other girl's name,
should set up
a lemonade stand in the White House, because
right.
even that small amount of commerce, you begin to understand what makes it work, what makes it not work, and what doesn't, what makes it not work, and they just don't get this, is ladling onto businesses all kinds of entanglements and hurdles you have to jump, et cetera, and of course higher taxes. So, you know, it is astounding to me, honestly, that the lessons are never learned. And even if Democrat governors, for example, or mayors in the United States didn't want to look at their rival states and cities to try and figure out what works and what doesn't work, why don't they ever look to Europe? Why don't they ever look globally and say, okay, you know, the states, for example, let's take green energy. In Europe, the countries that have most profoundly kneeled before the altar of green energy are the ones that don't grow. The
exactly.
ones that, by the way, also have emissions that are going up. You realize that we are the only major developed country that really has seen emissions go down substantially since 2000. The reason is because we've been substituting natural gas for coal. But, you know, if you read Joe Biden's energy plan, green energy plan, $2 trillion energy plan.
Right.
None of that comes through. It's like, oh my gosh, we have to burn down the house to make it cleaner. It is really tragic. It is tragic to me.
Yeah, it really is. You were talking about the Obama girls, Malia and Sasha, and that was their attempt to sell lemonade. Interesting that there was no fine on her. Remember back in 2017, that young girl selling. She was 5 years old selling lemonade. They actually fined her $200 for selling lemonade.
No. And there were all kinds of things like that. Remember, they had this big crusade against internships because internships went to people who were well-connected and stuff. And surely some of that's true, no question about it. But on the other hand, the number of people who wrote in, I wrote a piece about this, who wrote in and said, I would never have gotten my start except that I lived at home and I did an unpaid internship in this field or that in Hollywood or, you know, in the news business. All these businesses that don't have very fat margins couldn't pay a whole lot of people. And, of course, it amused me at the time. The New York Times did a big, outrage piece about unpaid internships, how unfair it was. This is before Chelsea Clinton got hers. And then my daughter,
Was that an unpaid internship or a paid unpaid under the table? I mean, it was
good question.
Yeah, I don't know. All I heard was hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I know,
like,
right?
What? Okay.
No. I mean, that's worse. Yeah. That's ladling on, but whatever. Yeah. And I remember a young woman I knew coming out of business school was offered an unpaid internship at the New York Times. You know, you can't make this stuff up, Bill, as you well know. It's so discouraging. But, you know, you always have a very nice, optimistic tone to your broadcast. And I think that's, I'm sure, why people love listening to you. You just can't let yourself get beaten down here.
Yeah, you really can't. Because I think at the end of the day, Liz, we cannot give up that reason still prevails. The cream still rises to the top. There's certain things that you and I grew up with that are still true, these truisms, because what makes them true is just there's just a natural force of nature that makes it so, and you've got the Democrats and these progressives and God only knows what anymore roaming the streets of America that are just antithetical to all that. But at the end of the day, you know, we'll get on the other side, just like the advisors for Abraham Lincoln told him during the Civil War, this too shall pass. We've got more from Liz Peek, Fox News contributor and former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Packages start at $39.99 a month for signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, we like that someone, lest we forget that this is really what it comes down to. I mean, it really is, ladies and gentlemen. It's this serious that we are on the brink of, you know, losing this country. I mean, this whole socialism movement, what's happening on with, you know, on the streets with the Marxists and Antifa, democratic cities. I mean, Liz Peek, I got to tell you, I am. I mean, it is so revelatory that it's shocking. And not that I'm, you know, because we all kind of knew this. I mean, we've had experts on the show here talking about the enemies within, how many democratic socialists have been elected to office, this growing discontent. And so here we are. We get COVID. We've got the death of George Floyd. It's the perfect storm. And all of a sudden, the cockroaches are out big time here.
Well, it's true. And I must say, it is kind of tragic to me to see black Americans be sort of swept up in this when all the things that are going on are so very terrible for particularly that community. I was on, did a show yesterday. We were talking about, you know, the crime rate, obviously, in a lot of these big Democrat-led cities is going through the roof for the first time in a long time. So Chicago, which is obviously the poster child for all that's wrong with cities generally, I think there are about 700 homicides over the last 12 months in that city.
Mm-hmm.
And 57 of them, Bill, are white people.
Yeah.
So, you know, who's being hurt by all these murders taking place in the country, all this unchecked violence in black neighborhoods and so forth? It's not white people. It's black people. And
right.
They know it. I mean, this, you know, the civic-minded black residents of Chicago and New York City now, too, are saying, hey, where's the cops? We know what works.
Yes.
And this is, I think what's so infuriating is that people have an attention span of about 30 seconds. We have seen this play out before, and where you let people out of jail and you dumb down law enforcement, and the next thing you know, because there are bad guys amongst us, crime begins to increase, people take advantage of the laxity, and all of a sudden, people really are in trouble. They're scared to go out, and boy, does that clobber the economic situation of a city. I mean,
exactly.
If you think about New York, you know, what do we advertise? We have cultural institutions, which are great, and Broadway. Well, right now, all that stuff's closed. What else did we use to advertise? That we're a safe city. You can walk around, even in neighborhoods that used to be sketchy. Now they're great. You can enjoy meals up at the Red Rooster in Harlem, all this cool stuff going on. So now, you know, you're basic. And, by the way, we have a huge number of universities and colleges in New York. And now I think parents from around the country and from overseas are going to be looking at New York and say, well, you know, maybe I really don't want my kids there.
Exactly. Well, not to mention the fact that as you're coming into the city, you've got 300 people a day moving out.
Yeah.
And you're liable to get stampeded as you try to come in, too.
Yeah,
oh, by the way.
And guess who those people are? I mean, those are not people on welfare.
No.
Those are the people paying for the people on welfare.
Yeah.
And that is not an exaggeration. And wouldn't you think if you were a city official or a New York State official, you would begin to take that into account. You'd begin to loosen the regulations on businesses to make it more attractive, not less attractive, to open a new company in the state or in the city. Indeed, what Democrats do absolutely consistently is they do just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And this, again, it's a petri dish for what cities around the country should not be doing. Raise taxes, increase red tape, drive out businesses, and drive out your citizens.
Yeah, defund police, by the way.
Oh, and defund the police. I mean, yikes.
Well, you know, we were talking about this earlier, Liz, that, you know, it wasn't that long ago, 9/11. You know, law enforcement, first responders, all honor and glory. And now here, they've been so disrespected. Nobody's watching their back. I mean, it is heartbreaking to see. I don't even know why these guys, you know, other than just an intrinsic desire to serve the community, why they show up for work.
Well, unfortunately, I think some of them aren't. And I think, you know, we've seen a huge number of retirements in New York City. I'm only talking about New York City as an example.
Right.
I'm assuming this could go on elsewhere.
Oh, this is going on across the country,
yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know it is, but I don't know the data. You know, I'm very data-driven. So,
right.
But the numbers are horrifying in terms of the number of cops retiring, and they're having really a hard time recruiting new cops. why wouldn't they? I mean, it's particularly because, by the way, they've made a really big push in the last 20 years to diversify the police department, so they really want to attract young men of color. Right. How in the world are you going to do that when you've pictured the cops as like the mortal enemies of the community of color? It's ridiculous.
No, it really is. Liz, I hope our audience appreciated that here's a former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, deals with data. That is the heart and soul. That is, that's the very breath and wiring that you go. And here I put you on a tight wire, like the flying Walenskas, and say, here, let's talk about this without the data. So I appreciate you going there with me for just a moment and talking about, what's happening. But I think anecdotally, the evidence clearly is there that, defunding police, what's happening. I mean, in Portland, it's run amok. And Donald Trump says, look, I can't let this happen to America. We've got to do something about it. And, damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. They're just not, especially the Democrats, they're not even reasonable to consider the bigger picture and what's going on, because what's happening in these cities. I mean, you're talking, at least a decade, maybe decades of damage, and it's going to take for them to recover, Liz.
Yeah, no. Again, we've seen this before. This is, it's not the first time that cities have decided to not enforce the law. And that's really what you're talking about here. And it really sort of jumps every turnstile. I mean, it's, and that is an expression I use because that's how it started in New York,
Exactly.
They decided that was not, they're not going to enforce the laws against public urination, against jumping turnstiles. The opposite, in other words, of broken windows policing, which we know, absolutely know for sure, works.
Right.
So why is that a bad thing? You tell me. I tell you what, logic is on its head right now, and I don't know what's going to turn all this around, I just really don't.
Well, maybe we just have to be like that drowning swimmer or, find themselves out in the ocean, where we just got to fight ourselves out, and maybe we'll, as a country, we'll allow ourselves to be rescued by reasonable people who know better. And, you'll have the Rudy Giulianis coming back into these cities and recapturing things, but it's going to be a slow rebuild. I'm sorry to say it just seems to look that way. I also want to address something that you wrote about, and that is how these teacher unions are playing politics and they're holding our kids hostage right now. I mean, the things that they came up with have nothing to do with school. It's totally political, but I guess they figure, why not? Black Lives Matter is going after it. We'll just join the fray here.
Everything about the teachers' unions is political. I mean, they give tens of millions of dollars to Democrats in every cycle. 98%, I think, of their donations are to Democrats. It is a group that it's a wonderful symbiotic relationship. They give money to elect local Democrats and Democrats across the country. Democrats pony up enormous amounts of money for every teaching group in the country, and they expand pre-K and all these things, which are just another way to hire more union teachers. Mm-hmm. Look, I respect anyone who is a really good teacher of our young people. I do not respect the union at all. And by the way, a lot of teachers don't respect the union. They want to get back in the classroom.
Exactly.
The number one thing that the left is focused on right now is not allowing the country to open up, not allowing the economy to gain steam here. It is so infuriating to me. And what is the number one impediment to hiring right now? A survey of NFIB members, I think it was, or some small business group.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing is childcare. And until parents are confident that their kids are going to go back to school, they won't go back to work. They can't.
So exactly. Yeah.
It's infuriating, it's determined, and guess what? It's pretty successful.
Yeah, sadly, it is not, it's not helping, it's hurting, but for their cause, because it serves their purpose to do anything they can to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't get reelected. Sadly, that's the bottom line for them, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
She's a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek, with us here on Bill Martinez Live. Liz, have a great day, all right? Thanks for coming on.
You too. Thanks for having me.
This report is sponsored by CareerBuilder. The U.S. unemployment rate dropped for the second straight month to 11.1% in June. As industries begin to rebound, progressive HR teams are working now to be ready to hire qualified, diverse candidates quickly. CareerBuilder Chief Product Officer, Humair Gowrie, says that for resource-strapped HR teams, there is a strong need for automation and smart technology.
More than 40 million American workers have been displaced over the last few months, but there are positive signs in the labor market, with unemployment dropping and job postings on CareerBuilder increasing 65% over the last 2 months. We recently released updates to our talent acquisition suite, impacting each stage of the recruitment process. We're focused on helping employers build a diverse talent pipeline, convert qualified candidates faster, while saving up to 50% on cost per applicant. As we begin the great rehire, we're working to drive positive change in recruitment practices and positioning organizations to come back strong.
Visit hiring.careerbuilder.com to learn more.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump deploying federal agents to more American cities to combat violence that he says is getting out of control.
We'll work every single day to restore public safety, protect our nation's children.
The president citing deadly violence, particularly in Chicago, and arguing that he has no choice but to get the feds involved. He called it a rampage of violence, ordering a federal law enforcement surge to the Windy City in particular. Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler joining crowds last night in that Oregon city where protests for racial and social justice have been going for over 50 days straight. Wheeler, who is also the city's police commissioner, was at times confronted and booed by the crowd. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch is with us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, great to talk to you.
Well, several things that you've written about that I want to address in just a moment, including U.S. National Security Advisor O'Brien addressing the dangers of Huawei's 5G technology, and also Pelosi's refusal to condemn the toppling of statues. But before we get into that, I wanted to get your read on Tim Scott. Senator Scott has been championing the cause for police reform. I thought what he did was just brilliant. It was so appropriate in light of all the things that have been happening after George Floyd's death and the riots in the street. I mean, here is someone who understands, you know, the racial divide and in all the contention that's going on, and something that should have been done immediately that you would think that there should be bipartisanship on is police reform, and here he is stifled by the Democrats.
Yeah, it's spectacular to watch people on the left say, look, we need police reform, we need it now, we need it 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Protests, riots, looting, I mean, nothing on the agenda of issues before this republic is more important than police reform. So Tim Scott comes forward and says, great, let's do police reform. The Democrats say we want this, this, and this. He says, okay, fine. He says, we want that, that, and that. He says, okay, we'll do that too. And he says, okay, I'll even give you guys 20 amendments. You can bring 20 amendments to the floor. Some of them will pass, some will fail, but you can make your case on 20 different aspects of police reform and knock yourselves out. And their response is, no, we don't want to do that. We won't even bring it to the floor for debate. They didn't vote against his measure. They voted against the motion to proceed, which just would allow the Senate to bring it to the floor and discuss it, debate it, amend it, improve the bill, mm-hmm. take out the bad parts, couldn't put in good parts, whatever. And the Democrats had no interest in that, no interest in that. And I think the conclusion that teaches us is the Democrats would rather have this as an issue that they can use as a big skillet to knock over the heads of Republicans than to have actual legislation that will try to address this problem and make life better for Americans, black and otherwise. I've rarely seen a more disappointing and disgusting and on their part of the Democrats, more self-humiliating display than what we saw as they responded to Tim Scott's, I thought, very open-minded, potentially very bipartisan legislation, and decided they didn't even want to talk about it in public. Very, very horrendous and, as I say, very disappointing performance on the part of the Democrats.
In your assessment with what Senator Scott was proposing here, I had the sense, just from my purview, that this would have gone a long way to do some healing, not with everybody, because I don't think you're going to heal everybody. There's some people for their own reasons and different agendas. But, you know, for people, especially those who are moderates that want to say Black Lives Matter, I just sense that this would have had a dramatic turn in a very positive way. And you can tell even by Senator Scott's response that he was hurt. He was hurt that the Democrats did this to him.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's right. I think it would have helped. I'm not certain this would have taken care of every single jot and tittle in this area, but it would have addressed a lot of concerns that people have, a lot of the legitimate concerns that the peaceful protesters had, not the rioters and people who destroyed police stations and stole Rolex watches and other things. Mm-hmm. But look, the people in the streets have legitimate concerns. I don't necessarily agree with them on everything, but the folks who've been marching around since George Floyd's death are not, their argument is not entirely without merit. There's a lot of merit to the idea that you want cops who do the right thing, they ought to be rewarded, and cops who misbehave ought to be treated like criminals when they violate the law. And I think Tim Scott's measure would have done a lot to address that, and the Democrats, I think, don't want to address the issue. They'd rather have this issue as a racial pot they could stir, I think, in hopes of getting blacks to show up at the polls in November. And if you actually try to solve the issue, then the issue, to some degree, you turn the heat down on the pot doesn't boil over quite as much, and the Democrats have no interest in that. So in essence, between now and November, they don't want a solution to this. They want people in the streets angry, enraged, foaming at the mouths in fury, and in their hopes, very motivated to participate in the elections in November. That's really what that's about. And if that means that more black people will get themselves in trouble with the police, as far as the Democrats are concerned, that's just a small price to pay if that's what they need to keep their base ginned up.
Exactly.
Shameful. Absolutely shameful.
No, I agree, Roy. What should be the Republican strategy on this, even after Tim Scott has presented this? I mean, they've got to be able to come back with a message against that in such a way that becomes opportune for them, do they not?
Well, one thing they can do is just keep bringing up the bill. I mean, look, if the Democrats got in the way once, you know, keep bringing it up. Bring it up every week. Mm-hmm. And if the Democrats want to be seen in public, not just one time, but five or six or seven or eight times over the next few weeks blocking this measure, let them block it. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. Second, I've said not just on this issue but others, when the Democrats say we're going to filibuster, the tendency on the part of Mitch McConnell is to say, okay, well, let's just move on. What did you do? Say, look, you want to filibuster? Great. Knock yourselves out and let them get on the Senate floor. Mm-hmm. And talk for 30 or 40 or 50 hours and talk, you know, all day and all night, make fools of themselves while you have people calling into radio stations like yours and mm-hmm. calling into TV shows and demonstrating and so on, saying, we want this bill on the floor. We want this to be considered. We want a chance for this step to go forward as we try to reform this issue. And if they want to look like the obstructionists they are, and the style of people like Robert Byrd and J. William Fulbright and the other people who tried to stand in the way of the 64 Civil Rights Act. Let them do that. The Democrats are very, very good at standing in the way of black progress, and let's give people a history lesson as they do again in 2020 what they did back in the 1960s. I think that'd be very educational. And the way to do it is to force them to stand up and filibuster rather than just let them get away with the threat of filibuster.
Well, are we being educated by these blue state governors with what's going on in these states, still in Washington, Portland, you know, New York? I mean, these are all controlled blue states, states and cities, mayors, and their response, I mean, is quite revealing, is it not?
Oh, it's totally revealing. And look, I mean, you take a look at, as you mentioned, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York City, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, these places where you've seen all kinds of violence, death, shootings. Tragically, we're now seeing 8-year-olds killed, 1-year-olds killed. I heard a story, I think, two weekends ago, a 10-month-old baby, I think, sitting in a stroller got shot by a fly, just a random bullet, is now dead, not even a year old. And the places where these happen, this sort of thing is happening, tends to be in cities that have been run by Democrats, not just 4, 5, 6 years, but in many cases going back decades, places like Baltimore that have been controlled by the Democrats since, I think, the 1920s, Chicago since the 50s, Seattle, Portland probably since the 70s, that sort of thing. And these are not, you know, right-wing, limited government hotbeds of Republican dominance. These are places where the Democrats are in charge, and ironically, Democrats are in charge in places where you have high crime rates, where blacks are getting wiped out by other blacks, and also these are the places where most of the incidents of police brutality have taken place, where you have white cops unfortunately engaged in ways that are excessive with black people, and that creates all sorts of trouble. Those places tend to be run by Democrats. So
exactly.
I don't know why anybody is in any city run by Democrats anymore. That seems to be where all the trouble is.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's empirical anymore. I mean, it's not even about opinion. You know, although Chris Wallace wanted to take some exception with the president saying that Joe Biden and the Democrats wanted to fund the police, but isn't that what they've been saying?
Joe Biden was asked just the other day by an internet journalist whose name I don't remember, and he said, so are you saying you want to take police resources and basically reallocate them elsewhere? And Biden's response was, quote, yes, absolutely, unquote. The term yes, absolutely has to do with taking money from a police budget and putting it somewhere else, and I think that's synonymous with defunding. It may not be the word defunding, but it's the same thing. You know, if I take your salary this year and I hand it off to Rachel Maddow, I'd say that Bill Martinez is being defunded and Rachel Maddow is being funded.
Yes.
So we may not use the word defunded, but it definitely involves taking funds out of your account and putting them somewhere else. Same thing as what Biden said, quote, yes, absolutely, unquote. It is what he wants to do with the police department budget. So sorry to see Chris Wallace get caught up in semantics, but in terms of the actual policy, it's the same thing that the protesters and rioters in the streets have been screaming for, which is to defund the police. Now Joe Biden's for it.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
For over 40 years, the Tide Ministry has been sharing the gospel in India through heart language radio broadcasts and helping to make disciples of Jesus Christ through in-person contact with listeners. The recent pandemic-induced lockdown seriously hampered the Tide face-to-face discipleship activities in India, but we praise God that the production and airing of our gospel radio programs in 8 languages continues uninterrupted, and our boots on the ground at our headquarters in Odisha are able to provide listener care through phone calls, written correspondence, and literature mailing. Pray that the restrictions due to the COVID crisis are lifted so that our full scope of community outreach activities can resume, as there are still many who need that personal touch to lead them into relationship with Jesus.
To learn how the Tide Ministry is broadcasting the gospel message and making disciples for Christ throughout India, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with
with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. I thought it was interesting, relative to what we were previously discussing, DeRoy, is that they had a soundbite that had people of color talking about what it would mean for their communities if their police were defunded versus white folks, for just for comparison. Okay, we'll just use those binary choices. And the white people were saying, "Oh no, you know, you got to do this. I mean, you have to defund police. You know, they were just very self-righteous about it. But yet, in the black communities, where the black response was going, "What are you nuts?" You know, it was just so obvious. I mean, to your earlier point about this is that, you know, somebody's in la-la land over this whole deal.
No, that's very well put. Yeah, and you find a lot of the people in the street screaming to defund the police tend to be young white college kids and I guess young white maybe college dropouts who just turned into big troublemakers rather than black folks. There are some black folks screaming for this, but you have a lot of black folks who know that unfortunately live in areas where there's a lot of crime, and if something goes wrong, you know, you pick up the phone, you don't call a social worker or somebody to come over and do aromatherapy. You call the police and have the police show up with police power and try to get the situation under control. And as we've done over the last couple months, exactly what the Black Lives Matter police, Black Lives Matter people have demanded, which is a less robust and lower key and less engaged police response, you've just seen an enormous increase in shootings, in attacks, in murders, and robberies. I think murders up in New York City something like 40-45% versus this time last year. Shootings are up, I think it's something like 300-400%. I mean, it's a very dramatic spike in violence, and most of it is not happening in front of the Museum of Modern Art or you know, Daniel Restaurant on the Upper East Side. This sort of thing is happening at in places like the Bronx and in in Queens and in Brooklyn and other places that have high minority populations, and those are the people who are suffering. It's generally people who are of color suffering, not the white folks who don't want to see the
exactly
the cops and, around.
And I guess maybe the white folks are the ones that are buying into the narrative from Mayor de Blasio, who sounds like Baghdad Bob saying all is well. And, and his perspective on this whole deal and how crime has so radically risen in, in conjunction with, 600 plainclothes crime unit being eliminated in one fell swoop, people being let out of jail almost immediately. But there's no causal relationship. I guess he expects us not to, tie those lines together.
Yeah, Baghdad Bill de Blasio, that's very well put. Yeah, I mean, you listen to the mayor of New York, and he makes it sound like, the place has never been better, that this is, Geneva on the Hudson, clean streets, no homeless people, no crime, it's just father knows best or something like this. Mm-hmm. And you just need to turn on the TV and see things like the number one uniformed police officer in New York City getting hit over the head with a stick on the Brooklyn Bridge just a few days ago. He was attacked, another guy was attacked, and another cop was attacked and just got out of the hospital, I think on Saturday, with an eye injury. He's wearing an eye patch. He came out, out in a wheelchair. He'd been in the hospital for 3 days. And, this sort of thing does not send a signal of domestic tranquility and urban calm. And yet you listen to Blasio, and things couldn't be better. And a big part of it, is, as you say, is the policy of saying if you show up and if you come to the if you're arrested by the police, except for a small group of crimes, you're going to be let back out. In fact, the person who attacked, one of the people who attacked the cops, was let out of jail a couple hours later without bail.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that, of course, says to criminals, if he got out in no time, then I can go ahead and rob or loot or do whatever it is I want to do, and nobody's going to get caught because nobody takes any of this seriously. It's a very, very bad and very dangerous and actually deadly message that the mayor of New York is sending in his tremendous sense of incompetence.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, this conversation will continue, particularly on this topic as to what's going on. The lights already were off in Broadway because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of this, tourism in New York is going to suffer immensely.
Oh, yeah.
Because the crime rate. Who's going to want to travel to New York now during Christmas time?
No question. People across the country and around the world see this sort of thing. They see the mayhem and they think, do I want to go to a place that's got this level of poor safety and a high level of COVID-19. I mean, it's recovered now, but we were basically the Vatican of COVID-19, 3 months ago.
Right.
And you've got this municipal chaos and the riots that took place. Maybe it's time for a staycation. Maybe I'll just stay home in the American suburbs, or, stay over in Europe rather than come over here. And as you say, Broadway is dark till January. And boy,
exactly.
I feel sorry for anybody who's an actor or a sound person or a lighting guy, whatever, on the Broadway stages. They've got no work till January. The restaurants, bars, and hotels in that area are going to be empty. It's really bad. And on top of that, you layer on this tremendous renaissance of crime with de Blasio and Governor Cuomo just sort of, applauding. And you mentioned also the, not applauding, but just sort of looking the other way. And then you've got the undercover unit.
Yes.
These are the famous plainclothes undercover cops here in New York. I've seen them in action. It's amazing. So, a couple times I've been on the street where something has happened. All of a sudden, these people are walking around. Some of them look like tourists. Some of them look like business people. Some of them look like college kids. They suddenly pull out their badges and realize, oh, my God, that's a cop. She's a cop.
Right.
He's a cop. The problem goes away, and then they put their badges away, and they disappear in the crowd. And you don't 5 seconds later, you don't even know they're there. Well, that's been busted up. I don't know why. I never even heard the Black Lives Matter people demanding that. That was thrown in as a freebie by de Blasio. And our world-famous undercover unit is now gone. What could go wrong? What possibly could go wrong?
Exactly. Well, I think even if you could get Hamilton tickets for $25, it's still not going to relight Broadway. Just saying, as a sidebar. And speaking of all these vandals and the mob that's been out there, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are MIA in this whole situation. They they're just kind of shrugging, like Atlas shrugged over, the vandalism of these historic statues.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi's view is, kind of like a classic Valley Girl response. Whatever. she was asked about this at a press conference on Capitol Hill a couple Thursdays ago, and her response was, I don't care that much about statues. I thought that was a cute comment. And some journalist said, shouldn't this removal of statues be done by commissioner, city council, not a mob in the middle of the night? And Pelosi's physically shrugged her shoulders, as you say, like shrugs her shoulders and says, quote, people will do what they do, unquote. It's like, que sera, sera, Doris Day song. Look, this is a great opportunity for her to say, look, you know, people may have differences on what our public art should be. If you do, contact your mayor, contact your governor. Don't yank stuff down. That's not how we operate in this country. It's a constitutional republic, the democratic elections. It's not a mobocracy. And instead, her attitude was, well, I don't really care about this. Again, sending the signal to people that if they want to yank statues, that's okay with her. And you've seen all sorts of things like the 13 staffers from the Biden campaign actually put up money to bail out the rioters and looters in Minneapolis. You've got this amazing comment when the arson was going full blast. This comment from Maura Healey, the attorney general, the chief law enforcement officer of Massachusetts. She said, this is a quote, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yes, America's burning, but that's how forests grow, unquote. I mean, unbelievable to hear that kind of a comment come out of the mouth of an attorney general at the exact same time where things were on fire.
Just unbelievable. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. What's happened to our country that law and order is not bipartisan? I mean, think about that. I mean, to me, how did we lose our way so much that, you know, even taking a stand on law and order pits you against the other party?
There's a quote by Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, who went by the more commonly known name, Vladimir Lenin, V.I. Lenin. And he had a very pithy slogan before the revolution as they're aiming to topple the Tsar from his throne, which was, quote, the worse, the better, unquote. The worse, the better, just those four words. Right. And I think the view of the left these days is the worse, the better. The more chaos they can create, the more unstable America is, the more people think, oh, my God, we're going down the drain, the likelier is the people blame Donald J. Trump for it and they kick him out of office. I think that's what's fueling all of this. It's all about the November election. This is all about getting Trump out of power. It may boomerang, and people may think, oh, my God, these people are out of control. They're crazy. We sure can't let them have control of the instruments of power. But I think that's what's behind this. This all happened almost instantly as soon as the George Floyd video came out. Exactly. This all came out of nowhere. And I think these people say, you know, here's a good idea, a good opportunity. The worse, the better. Create total chaos. And from their perspective, if they're lucky, boot Donald Trump from the Oval Office. I think that's what's fueling all of this. And and that's really the most incredibly cynical and destructive partisan hackery I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Is our hope that because we're in the information age, and whether it's shows like ours, you know, Fox and what you do, and all the writings that are out there, that people, even though they may not seem to know better, they are knowing better, and they are, you know, the common sense isn't totally down the drain, I guess, is what I'm saying, is that, you know, the silent majority that has been spoken of, that, you know, we've been encouraging them, because we really need them not to be silent. They need to step up, and courage needs to reign against this mob. Otherwise, you know, a small percentage, I mean, probably less than 10% of the population is doing all this damage and causing, you know, laws to be rewritten, law and order to be ignored, and the chaos to continue.
Oh, I think it's much less than 10%. I think we're talking about 1 or 2% are out there involved in all this chaos, maybe even less than that. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the other 99% of the people tend to buckle and say, okay, sure, well, go ahead and take the statue down. That's okay. Or I'll go ahead and get rid of those books. There was a guy in San Francisco, this is just last week, the curator of the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, and he put out a statement and said more or less, look, we will have more diverse artists, we'll have artists of color, more women artists, et cetera, but we're not going to stop showcasing the work of dead white males. I assume that includes people like Andy Warhol and Jackson Pollock and Keith Haring, who are famous white dead male artists.
There it is. DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, National Review Online, contributing editor, founding member of Project 21 as well. DeRoy, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Great talk to you. Thanks very much. Bye now.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google,